Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 48. If you love it, it's about self-love. Your week 7 mantra is, I enjoy exploring self-love. Hello, happy Saturday. You'll have to excuse my audio this morning. We're going through a bit of a room remodel around the house, or room transition, and I'm not in the most appropriate space for recording podcasts. Hopefully, take care of that another day or some point this weekend. But for now, this is what we got. So we're going to work with it. We are sort of rounding out our week on having fun with self-love and infusing self-love into our daily lives. And today's topic is something I love almost as much as self-love, which is reading. I love to read and I love self-love, so it only makes sense that I would have a self-love reading list, which I do. So I am happy to share this whole list with you if it's something you're interested in, if you like to read and you want to dig into some new books. And I also, when I share it with people, I welcome them to add their own ideas, because I also would love to be introduced to some new books about self-love. But first, briefly, I just want to say that I think it, you know, when I started coming up with the reading list, I obviously was putting together books that I thought were about self-love. The content is about self-love. So either it's a what we might call a self-help book that focuses on compassion and love towards yourself, or there are some memoirs and some collections of poetry and novels that really talk about a woman coming into her own and figuring out who she is, and then also figuring out, you know, how to love that person, how to get to know that person, which is exactly what we're talking about on this podcast. It's the journey we're going through right now. And I love reading about other journeys like that because they're very inspiring. Even if they're fictional, it's still inspiring. But that's not the only way to infuse self-love into your reading list. The book doesn't have to be overtly about someone coming to love themselves or someone overcoming, you know, a trauma and in coming out into the light and realizing, you know, accepting themselves, self-acceptance, which is what a lot of memoirs are about, and a lot of the books on this list are about. But it doesn't have to be so overt. Honestly, for it to count as, quote, self-love reading, I think you just have to be reading something that you really love to read. And then it's an act of self-love to read that book. I mean, during the pandemic, I got really into like historical fiction, and specifically about the different wives of King Henry VIII, who, like, I've heard about, and of course, you know, some I know more about than others, but I really didn't know, you know, the whole backstory. I didn't learn that history when I was in school, or if I did, I don't remember it. And so it's fascinating to me to, like, go through and read about each of these women's lives, but I'm reading about it in a novel setting. So, you know, there's intrigue and drama and suspense and romance and all those things that I like to have when I'm reading. But I was also learning. And then I really liked that they focused on the women and not on, you know, King Henry VIII. He was obviously a major character in all of these books, but it wasn't his story. It was the story of the women. So I really enjoyed that. I had, like, I don't know, how many wives did he have now? Five or six. So I had all of those books, and then that kind of branched off into like who were, you know, King Henry's daughter, Elizabeth I, and then like that brand, you know, so it kept leading me into more and more historical fiction, and I got really into it, and I loved reading it. And these are some big books too. They do not skimp on the details in these books. So it was great. It was fun. It kept me occupied for, you know, 4 or 5 months, during which I probably would have gone crazy otherwise. And that counts as self-love. Now, whether, you know, I'm not going to sit and analyze whether any of those women actually came to love themselves, though I suspect they were, a few of them there were pretty high on self-love, on a self-love practice, maybe too high in some cases. But that wasn't the point, right? The point was I was loving reading them. So the act of reading them was an act of self-love. So don't make this too difficult for yourself. You know, if you enjoy reading and you know what you enjoy reading and you give that to yourself frequently, then reading is already a part of your self-love practice. It's already a self-care act to sit with a book because it's something you love doing, something that presumably makes you feel good, makes you feel taken care of. One thing I will say is if you're doing that already, just noticing I'm doing this, it's a part of my self-love practice. It's something I'm giving myself. That could enhance your experience of it, just to notice it and name it out loud. Now, quickly, I won't go into too much detail, but I thought what I would do is just go through three of the books in three different categories that are on my list. And if you're interested in checking them out, then you can look them up, you know, by the title or whatever. So the first one is called Out of Love, Finding Your Way Back to Self-Compassion. And it's by Marianne Ingham. This is Marianne's first book, I believe, that she's ever written. And she wrote it after several different traumas, traumatic experiences, which she does talk about in the book. She was diagnosed with breast cancer and had a double mastectomy. And then after healing, she actually went through a divorce, which was of her, what do you call it, of her own volition. And then her ex-husband committed suicide not long after that. And that all kind of led to her writing this book and going really through this process of what she calls self-compassion and what I call self-love. They're really synonyms, in my opinion. But the book is great because it's not a memoir. It's categorized, I would categorize it as self-help. Each chapter is short. It's 2 or 3 pages, maybe. And it's a small book overall. So I really liked that I was able to just sit and read like a couple pages and kind of take a message away from that. And she is speaking to the reader, which is kind of what makes it more self-help and less memoir. But there are memoir elements throughout the book. She covers those pieces of her story that are relevant in each of these mini chapters. And I really love the format so much. And I encourage you to try it out. And with any of my recommendations, I encourage you to shop locally and or buy from a Black-owned bookstore if you can find one that carries these books. And usually they'll order it for you, so if you reach out to them. But you can follow Marianne on Instagram. Just go to her website, marianneingham.com/book, or look up her book and her website will come up. You can follow her. She's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. She's a contemporary woman. She's writing right now. So I really encourage you to just get a copy and have it. And it's almost like a manual that you could consult, you know, if you're needing an extra tip about self-love 1 week, or if you're needing some encouragement, because overall, the overall message that she's putting out is just so positive and so inspirational. I really connected with it. And in fact, it was one of the stepping stones to me starting this podcast. Because reading her book and seeing the courage that she had to share her own story helped me realize that I could do the same, just in a different format. So that is Out of Love, Finding Your Way Back to Self-Compassion. Okay, next on the list is one of my, it's weird to say this is my favorite book because, or one of my favorites, because in a way the book is disturbing in its raw emotion and honesty, but I think it's only disturbing because we're not accustomed to women sharing their actual feelings and experiences in this way, in this raw way. So that's why it's disturbing. So I read this book every few years, just for the experience. And I always come out of it with something new. And the last time I read it, the book is Hunger by Roxane Gay, who's an amazing, amazing writer and just really leader when it comes to being authentic. But the last time that I read it was, I think I reread it during the pandemic. And what I came out of it after that time was, this is really about her journey toward loving herself. So it went on the list and I recommend it highly. It sometimes is one of those books where sometimes you can't keep reading. You have to stop, put it down, walk away and process. And that's okay. It can be on the list and still be, it can be comforting and also be a challenge. So if you're looking for something to take you slightly out of your comfort zone, and really just, I think there's no better way to learn compassion for yourself than by like really being a witness to someone else learning it for themselves, if that makes sense. And that's what I think this book is. I think it's her learning to have compassion for herself. That's my take on it, my humble take. So that's Hunger by Roxane Gay. And then the last one is a novel, and it's called The House on Mango Street by Sandra Cisneros. And this is one of my most favorite books ever. I read it years ago in college. I've read it several times since. I've actually done a standalone podcast episode on it once upon a time. When I was a teacher, an English teacher, I taught this book. It's so good. It's so timeless, and also completely specific to her experiences. Now, this is a novel, and Sandra Cisneros will tell you this is a novel. It's not a memoir. However, it is based on experiences she had growing up in Chicago. And if you're not familiar with Sandra Cisneros, look her up. Do yourself a favor and look her up. If you like reading at all, you will like reading her books. She's a really talented writer. And I also follow her on Instagram and it's fun. She posts some cool stuff. I think she has a little dog, I think, that she posts about. So anyway, it's called The House on Mango Street. Again, very short chapters, which is something I like just because I like to finish a chapter. So it's nice sometimes just to sit and read a 2-page long chapter and then walk away and think about it and not just have to plow through an entire book until you get to the message, right? So good. It's emotional. It's vulnerable. If you're at all interested in memoir writing or translating memoir to fiction, it's so good for that. She's just a genius when it comes to writing, and it's relatable. Every woman that I know, and probably all of those I don't know, and honestly, probably anyone who, you know, had maybe felt a little out of place when they were growing up, regardless of gender, you're going to be able to relate to this book and you're going to take something out of it. And yeah, it's just a wonderful read. I can't recommend it highly enough. Okay. So those are my top three picks for you. Like I said, I'm happy to share the self-love reading list with you. just email me at wordsbyleely@gmail.com. I'll share the link. You can see the entire list and you can even add your own books to it. Guess what your action item is today? Maybe you can't sit and read a whole book today, but definitely find a book you love, make a plan to read it. Either you're ordering it, getting it from the library, or you're putting it on your bedside table. Okay, see you back here tomorrow. This episode of Self-Love 365 was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Thanks to Henry Liu for our custom music and to Jesse at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. And thanks to you for listening.